This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Amber, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Amber, you ready to take on Hannah?
I am.
Hannah, are you ready to take on Amber?
Oh, yeah.
All right, both contestants are ready. Hannah, you leave the room. We're going to ask Amber 5 pop culture questions. When Hannah leaves the room, she can't hear the questions or us help you, Amber, because
I'm going to go get my fork for my cottage cheese.
Okay. If you care, Amber, Hannah's going to go get a fork.
Okay.
Yeah, fork off. All right, Amber versus Hannah. 5 pop culture questions. Let's go. Who hosted and was the musical guest making fun of her own movie, The Joker, on Saturday Night Live?
Was it Harley Quinn?
Okay.
Yeah, who plays Harley Quinn?
Oh, my gosh.
I know you tried to, like, really cheat there, which I really actually appreciate, Amber, and you might get the point anyways, but do you know who plays Harley Quinn?
I cannot think of her name right now.
All right, should we count it? I feel like...
Yeah, sure.
Yep,
yeah.
All right. Harley Quinn's good enough. Lady Gaga plays Harley Quinn, Amber.
Perfect.
Sadly, we lost Gene Hackman. He made one of the best sports movies of all time about coaching a small-town Indiana basketball team titled what?
Come on.
Oh, gosh.
Anything that you associate with Indiana?
Really? Honestly, I have no idea.
All right. The Indiana's I Have No Ideas. I've heard of that before, yeah. Actually. Yep. All right. The winner of Traitors, Dylan Efron, is the brother to which actor? Dylan Efron is the brother to which famous actor?
Oh, my gosh.
Efron.
Afro Man? I have no idea.
Afro Man.
What?
Wow. Wow. Afro Man. Okay. All
Afro
right.
Afro Man.
Zach Afro Man.
I don't even know who Dylan is.
I know. That's the brother. But Zach Efron. You ever heard of Zach Efron?
Okay. Yes, I do know Zach.
Yeah. Okay. She knows Zach.
All right. Yep. All right, people think that Anna Kendrick shaded and didn't like working with her co-star in A Simple Favor. Do you know who her co-star is?
I feel like these questions are over my head.
Amber, don't yell at me about the questions, okay? Do you want to phone a friend for this one? You could ask AB, Kevin, or Alex to answer for you.
Okay, let me ask Alex.
All right, let's hear the question.
People think Anna Kendrick shaded and didn't like working with her co-star in A Simple Favor. Oh, you think you might have chosen the wrong person
right,
here.
Yeah.
I think the other two
I'm
do know
AB
it.
I'm going to choose AB to help.
I'm now forgetting her last name, but it's Blake.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Do you want to ask Kevin for the last name?
Another friend?
Yeah, what's the last name?
It's Blake Lively.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I basically got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that counts. All right.
I could have helped.
This is like the group effort. Okay. And then Britney Spears went viral dancing to one of her ex's songs. Do you know who that ex is?
Kevin, but I don't know his last name.
Oh, Kevin Federline? That answer's incorrect.
All right, it's Justin Timberlake. 2 out of 5. We're going to see how Hannah does. Since Amber thought these questions were so hard, let's see how Hannah does, okay?
Hannah's homeschool!
All right, Hannah's back in the room. She went to go get a fork for her cottage cheese, if everyone was wondering what she was doing when she was sitting outside of the room during that song. All right, we asked Amber 5 pop culture questions. What did you think of the questions, Amber?
Well, honestly, they were kind of hard for me, I felt like.
She was very critical
honestly,
of the questions.
Honestly, I just dialed in to you guys, and I wasn't expecting anybody to answer, and I kind of got caught off guard.
At one point, every single person on the show was playing against you, Hannah, and they needed to collaborate to get a point.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
That's how hard the questions were. They all contributed slightly. All right. First question, who hosted and was the musical guest making fun of her own movie, The Joker, on Saturday Night Live?
Lady Gaga.
That's correct. Gene Hackman. Sadly, we lost. He made one of the best sports movies of all time, coaching a small town basketball team in Indiana titled what? It's a nickname for people,
From Indiana.
From Indiana.
Hoosiers.
Hoosiers! Yeah!
There we go.
Alex was going to be upset with you if you had missed this.
I was going to say Varsity Blues.
Also a great movie, but completely different sport. Winner of Traitors, Dylan Efron, is the brother to which actor?
Zac Efron.
That is correct. Yeah. Yes, you know Zach. All right. People think Anna Kendrick shaded and didn't like working with her co-star in A Simple Favor. This is the question that the entire show had to help Amber on. The entire show contributed.
Oh, Blake Lively.
Blake Lively. Look at Hannah knew it all by herself. And Britney Spears went viral dancing to one of her ex's songs. Which ex made music?
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake. Hannah went 5 for 5, guys. As tough as those questions were.
Solo, too,
Amber. But you got to say this is Amber and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Amber and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.